Even with the COVID-19 shutdowns, people move around and work far from home or live way out in rural areas. We're reminded in census years of a whole category of people called hard to count. The organization We Count Oregon is set up to find those people. And We Count Oregon is joining forces with some other organizations for an event this evening designed to fire up Oregon's Latinx community. It features Dolores Huerta, the co-founder with Cesar Chavez of the United Farm Workers. Precious Edmonds is with We Count Oregon, where she is the Community Engagement and Partnerships Coordinator. Precious, thank you for joining us on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you so much for having us today.
If you would, give us an overview first of what We Count Oregon is all about.
So We Count Oregon is a statewide-led campaign focusing on engaging hard-to-count communities to participate in the 2020 census. And so hard-to-count communities are people of color, indigenous people, people living in rural areas, children under the age of 5. And so it requires more contact with the people who are in these communities to encourage them to engage in the process. And they don't engage for various reasons. Sometimes it's about language barriers, or sometimes it's about a distrust of government. Sometimes, so there's an array of reasons why the participation in the census process is a little bit lower. And so we're just encouraging these different communities by using a trusted messenger to relay the importance of the census, and then and how much it contributes to our communities, and you know, in terms of determining how federal funding is relayed and dispersed. It determines representation in terms of the number of Congress members, House of Representatives that we have for our state. So it's a very important process. And so We Count Oregon is fully engaging. We've developed websites in various languages. We have over 22 languages on our website. We have toolkits access. We've created training programs. So not only are we educating folks, but we're also training people to then educate their own communities and encourage their communities to participate. And so that's kind of what We Count Oregon is doing.
What other kind of outreach other than the website? I did notice the languages on the website. I didn't realize there were 22 of them. That's impressive. I noticed the many different ones just splashed there on the front page. But beyond the web, how do you go about reaching people?
Well, we are doing a field campaign. And so we're actually doing calls to over a million people. Right, our goal is to contact 200,000. And so we've been calling people all over the state. So they're actually having like full-on conversations with folks about reminding them to do the census, encouraging, letting them know in what ways they can actually engage with the census. And so this census is the first time that is being done online. But in addition to the possibility of doing it online, you also can do it by mail, or you can even call over the phone in order to submit your census response. Mm-hmm. And so, and like I said, and before COVID, we were doing large-scale in-person events. Obviously, because of COVID, we had to pivot some of that in-person interaction. And so we've been moving our events to virtually. And so tonight, we're actually having a virtual event from 5 to 6:30 p.m., right, with Dolores Huerta, and she'll be speaking to the Latinx and indigenous communities. And so what we are really trying to do is engage in making things culturally responsive, and not just culturally relevant. So from the artwork that we're displaying, from the advertisement, so we're doing advertisement, we're doing social media engagement, we're doing, and all of it is very intentional, right? Like, so, you know, we know that how the Latinx community engages isn't the same way as necessarily the Black community engages. And so we want to be very intentional in the way that we're engaging.
But a real sense of they're speaking my language, and sometimes that's literal and sometimes it's more cultural. But the fact is you're trying to connect with people in places where they want to be connected to.
Exactly. Yes.
Precious Edmonds is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, the Community Engagement and Partnerships Coordinator for We Count Oregon. We're talking about the efforts to count hard-to-count areas and an event this evening online featuring Dolores Huerta, the co-founder with Cesar Chavez of the United Farm Workers. Questions, comments, welcome on the Jefferson Exchange at 800-838-3760 on the phone, by email jx@jeffnet.org. Dolores Huerta is now 90 years old, I guess, a legend. I mean, is she still inspiring to young adult farm workers now?
Absolutely. I mean, one, just having the opportunity to engage with someone who has lived a long time and is relevant in terms of history, but then also like in engaging in regards to the movements that are happening now, it's very important to be able to connect the two. So to look back at what has happened and an understanding of that history in order to be able to move forward. And so it's really great to have access to someone who has engaged in movement work, right? And so right. She's a living legend, and so it's really an honor and a privilege to have her.
Was this something that was planned a long time ago?
We've been planning the event for at least about 4 to 5 weeks, you know, mm-hmm. working on pulling the event together. Like I said, initially, we had already done some cultural Latinx events in person back in February, right before, you know, COVID hit and we had to pivot. And so our strategy has always been to do these events. The development and what they look like has now changed a little bit, but we're still trying to make them cool and relevant and making sure that we have community members who are really engaged, right? So we don't just want talking heads like this. The census is an extremely important process, and the Census Bureau is doing a great job about talking about the census. But it's really important to have people who belong to these communities to actually be speaking to these things. And so We Count Oregon is really about cultivating that space and creating that atmosphere.
The reason I asked the question was to figure out if Dolores Huerta always was part of the mix in your minds, or if she sort of got elevated because of the recent concerns about justice after the George Floyd murder and other events that have taken people to the streets.
I think as we were pivoting to make sure that we are engaging around justice as well as, you know, COVID, as well as, you know, being that, I definitely think she came to the forefront of our minds in order who we would love to be able to get and to speak to this moment in time.
So what is the event going to be like? Where is Dolores, for that matter? Is she in New Mexico, or where is she?
I can't speak to that.
Okay, that's two of us.
Do not know, but I can speak to the event. The event is going to be online. It's going to be Zoom. If you want to, you need to register in order to be able to access that. You can learn how to register on the We Count Oregon Facebook page. If you don't have internet access, that's okay. It is also going to be aired from 5 to 6 p.m. on Radio Poder, KTUP 98.3 FM. And so, and it's going to be streamed live on our Facebook page as well as KUNP TV's Facebook page. And so there's a lot of different access points, right? Like if you are actually on Zoom, you know, you can participate in the dance party that's going to be happening. There's going to be a DJ. There's going as well as other panels and speakers. So Dolores is our headliner, but she's not going to be the only one. We're going to have local organizers throughout the state and young organizers and people who have been doing the work around the census since over last year. And so there'll be a lot of different access points. And but if you have Facebook and you don't feel like you have time, you can also rewatch it on our Facebook. It'll be recorded and the video will be up. So there's a lot of different ways to engage.
Okay, so a lot of ways to enjoy the Dolores Huerta appearance, but let's come back to talking about the census itself and COVID-19 and the obstacles there aside. You mentioned some of the other obstacles. I haven't asked, though, about from the perception of the people at We Count Oregon, if there's been an impact from the administration's efforts to put a citizenship question on the census questionnaire. It did not happen, but it was talked about for so long. I wonder if you're noticing any impact from that.
Yes. I definitely, in terms of our Latinx and our immigrant communities, the concern around the question, one, yes, it has not been added, but it definitely created an environment where it only increased the concern about participating in the census. And I think the biggest thing about it was that there was a lot of coverage about whether or not the question was going to be on the census. But then when the decision came down that it wasn't actually on the census, there wasn't a lot of conversation and media coverage around the actual decision. And so I feel like people aren't really aware of aware on whether or not it is, and so they're still concerned. And so, one, we, as we count, we're just encouraging people. One, there is no question, so there's absolutely no way from what you're responding to on the census for people to know your citizenship, immigration status, right, based on the questions, right? And so, and then that's first and foremost. And then we're just trying to reassure people, like, they have Title 13 to actually protect your information. So regardless of what you, however you answer on the question, on the census, no one has access to that information other than statistical purposes.
Okay, that's a big one. That's a huge message to get across. So the people who are getting the census information do not have access to the immigration information.
Right. So ICE can't get your census responses. They can't actually report any of your personal information. So it's only statistical. So you only become a part of a large group. So they're only reporting, like, in Jackson County, how many people identify as this live in this county, or things like that in terms of statistics. But there isn't, like, they can't say that this person lives in this area at this address. That's not accessible to anyone. Your information is protected. It finds that people at the Census Bureau, they take an oath. They're responsible for that oath for their entire life. So you're protected in that way. And so we just want to encourage how important the census is, right? Like, it's vital. And because of that, right, so not only are we doing an event this evening, but tomorrow is Southern Oregon Census Day. And so on that census day, like, obviously there was the, on April 1st, there was a census day, but we want to make it more regional and local, and so that you, to really drive home the point that we are supporting our community when we're participating in the census. And so, like, this is our home, and so we want to say that we love living in Southern Oregon, and based on that, how we can contribute is by participating in the census, because every person who participates in the census that lives in an area, you're bringing federal funding to your area.
We Count Oregon is the name of the organization. Precious Edmonds is our guest. She is the Community Engagement and Partnerships Coordinator at WCO. You can join us on the Jefferson Exchange either about census issues generally or about the Dolores Huerta appearance online tonight starting at 5 p.m. 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. So ultimately, are you going to be able to get people out in the field to do some of the, you know, to be able to follow people, to you know, get them where they are?
So our field program, we are doing phone calls, we're doing text banking, and that's how we're communicating with folks. The We Count Oregon initially had planned to do some door-to-door visiting at people's homes to communicate with people at their homes. However, because of COVID, that we have suspended that. However, the U.S. Census Bureau, they have a process called non-response follow-up. So beginning in August, if you have not responded to the census, then U.S. Census Bureau workers, enumerators, will be coming to your home to actually try to collect that information in person. And so that will continue. It was just pushed back. So it was supposed to happen in April, but because of COVID and the concerns around public health, that has been pushed back to begin in August.
Wow, so way behind, but not surprising given what's been going on. But April 1st was the target date to try to make sure this is on April 1st. There were this many people in the country, but obviously we're way behind that deadline. I want to talk a little more about We Count Oregon, because it seems like you were talking about the number of different cultures and languages and communities you're trying to hit here, and it looks like your outreach team is all women of color.
Our outreach team is led by women of color, mm-hmm. but we're under the leadership of a Black woman named Esperanza Turvalon Garrett, and the team is primarily women of color, and we're so grateful for that leadership. But we are working with all individuals, so depending on what is the scope of the, so the way that our We Count Oregon is structured is we have a statewide team that's made up with Esperanza as a campaign manager, but we're also working closely with 12 different organizations across Oregon that has ties to different of that identify with the different Harper County communities. Mm-hmm. Because, like I said, a part of our strategy is to actually engage trusted messengers because then they were more likely to, the people are more likely to listen because they already trust, in them. They already have relationships with them. We believe that relationships are extremely important. And so that those relationships have already been established. And because of those relationships, like if they're saying that we're having an event that's talking about the census, they can actually get people to turn out and actually show up to those because they believe in whatever the message that that organization is presenting for us because they've already been working in these communities. And so we're really grateful for the our leadership, right? We do believe that women are the future and that you should trust and believe in women. They're going to guide you in the right direction. And so we're super grateful for the leaders that we have in this campaign.
Ultimately, do you get to people? You mentioned people who do distrust government and stuff. We talked about the citizenship question. I mean, there's some people who say, nope, I'm not telling you anything. I mean, do you ever get to that point with people?
Yes. So our strategy, like most of the people that we're engaging with, that's their starting place, right? And so our job is to convince them otherwise. And so we believe that, and it doesn't necessarily happen on the first time, which is why we create many opportunities of engagement. Right. And we're also working with organizations who have many more opportunities of engagement because they were already engaging. And so we're trying to feed in information about the census in a lot of different aspects. So in basically every time that they're having contact, that they're also being learning more about the census. And I think a lot of part of it is about education. So there is distrust about the government, and I'm not going to dissuade that because that, and for a lot of the communities, that's historic, and it's understandable, right? So we try to speak about the census, keep the conversation about the census, and then also speak about the hope, right? Because a lot of the distrust is also is them speaking from a place of fear. And so it is our job to move people from a place of fear to hope and what and how that we see that the census is actually a tool for empowerment for your community. And so... and that's the frame of work that we are addressing the census, right?
To make sure that you get counted, you get you know, taken care of on, you know, things like federal money to come for programs, all the things you mentioned earlier on. Precious, we're almost out of time. I need to ask before we go about, does We Count Oregon just go away when the campaign season is over?
Well, the We Count Oregon structure goes away. Mm-hmm. However, like I said, we're working really closely with these 12 organizations, and they've basically created a coalition. And so that coalition work doesn't go away. So they'll continue to work with one another and be able to support each other in the different campaigns, even though those campaigns won't be based around the census necessarily.
All right.
So that work is continued.
All right. We Count Oregon on the job, trying to make sure that the hard-to-count communities, or HTC as the census people refer to them, get counted for the federal census going on this year. We Count Oregon's Community Engagement and Partnerships Coordinator is Precious Edmonds, our guest here on the Jefferson Exchange. We've been talking about the event tonight, which will be available on Facebook. We have some links at our website. It'll start at 5 o'clock with Dolores Huerta. Precious, thank you so much for joining us on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right. Take care.